Alrighty, folks, and for the first time in several weeks, we've got the whole gang back together. So first of all, apologies for last week. I tried to cut something together quickly, and in my haste, I accidentally put in an hour's worth of beeping instead of 10 seconds. Hopefully you stuck around long enough to see hear Itchy's and Scratchy's preview. If not, well, sorry, Itchy and Scratchy, I didn't mean to cut you off like that, but shit happens. Anyway, everyone's back. It's getting close to trade deadline time. Time you all hear this, it'll be less than a week to go, less than 168 hours to get the final trades done for the year. Nothing's on free agency anymore that's worth grabbing, so you might as well do a trade now. So we've got the whole gang back together, myself and Pony first, then we have Itchy and Scratchy with their preview, and with special news dropping during the middle of our recording, it seems like DT87 and Team Awesome have got together, and we may have a special bonus episode coming up over the weekend from those two gentlemen. So strap in, put your headphones on, and start listening. It's brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business, it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news. Alrighty, and finally, the dynamic duo of AJS Hawker and Ponyfish Islanders are back live. Live while we're doing it anyway, to go through all the RFAs, FAs, and knock me down with a feather. Fucking trades. Pony, how you been, mate?
Not too bad, mate. I missed you last week.
Yes, well, it was one of those weeks with, you know, lockdown and kids and everything. It's just got away from me all. So, but we're back now, and we've got movement at the station. Finally, people listened to the last podcast when I ranted, and look what's happened. Things are happening. Good to see people. Good to see you listening.
Business time of the season. This is movement time.
And I'm guessing, however much we've got to talk about tonight, by this time next week, we will be very busy.
Even more movement.
Has to be. So Slip, Vipers, get on board, sons. Come on, give something up to get something. Improve that draft hand.
Do something.
Anyway, they probably won't, because Vipers doesn't know how to, and Slip's too scared. But anyway, hopefully they do soon. All right, we'll start off with the RFAs this week. And, there's a few this week. So Disposal starts off using an RFA on Tom Lynch.
Ugly Tom Lynch.
Don't know about that. Is he meant to be coming back from injury or death or something? Or what's the story?
I think he played well on the SANFL, but not picked. So that's a bit of a disappointment for Disposables there. Not sure if he's dropped him since, but we'll find out.
We'll run through the list there. Yep. Hibbard out the door for Lynott for Vipers. So
and, bit of a... What did Lynott get last night? I think it was pretty average.
It's netted him 3 points. So Hibbard got 53 and Lynott got 56.
Wowee.
So great move there. Laddams in for Legless and getting rid of Riley Collier-Dawkins. Getting rid of some of Tigers' youth in the midfield for Laddams. I'm not sure what that was all about.
I think... he was saying kind of the week before that Collier-Dawkins was the next coming of Dangerfield or Patrick Cripps.
Right, and he doesn't want to keep someone like that to pick up a lumbering ruck forward who is not likely to play again for the rest of the year.
Don't think Laddams played last night, did he?
He did not play.
I'm sure further up the list, he must have got dropped.
Mm. Interesting. And then Tipper was dropped for Wicks. So Vipers used the RFA twice in 1 week.
Yeah, what did Tipper get tonight? That's interesting.
Got a case study. 45.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So, and Wicks will probably get, I don't know, maybe a 55.
55?
But, yeah. Yep. So, no, you'd much for muchness have the Swans. Who have the Swans got? Swans have Bulldogs.
tough game. Yeah, Bulldogs. So that's certainly my points.
Would you have not? I mean, you'd never know how it's going to play out, but on the face of it, would you not keep Tipper playing Adelaide under the roof opposed to the Swans playing away against the hardest, one of the hardest teams to score against?
Who knows? Who knows with Vipers?
Mm. You must put a lot of thought into that one.
Yep.
Legless picked up Nick Blakey. So at least he's playing. So that's a good start with the RFA. So we've only got a, what have we got? 1, 2, 3. We've got a 60% success rate of RFAs playing this week. So good work, guys. And he's got Doogie, who he picked up in a trade last week.
Yeah, yeah. Merker was very boisterous about that trade as well. Oh, Dougal Howard, good pickup, Legless.
Doogie's.
He was averaging about 70, wasn't he?
Yeah, in his last couple, he was not bad for a D5, I would have thought. But
I think we might find further up on the list that he might be on an AJS Hawkers list. Yeah.
He might be, yes.
Yep.
So then moving on to the free agents. Nathan Wilson, how he ever made anyone's list is amazing.
I must admit, I have had him during the season. I apologise. I'm not sure what I was thinking.
And, well, at least he's playing as opposed to Ethan Hughes, who is not.
Well, Ethan Hughes was a keeper, I think, for Dream Team 87. So I think he was trying to get his keeper back, but wasn't picked.
All right. Tommy Cutts out the door for Manic and Callum Brown in. So he's given up a 77. Yikes. Probably won't be a 77.
No, as a previous Callum Brown owner when I was fleeced last season by Legless, he might get 50 if he's lucky. I'm guessing he must have thought Cutler wasn't going to get named this week, but he did.
So, yeah, Cutler against Adelaide, I would have thought would have been one would keep. But anyway, yep. I'm last, so I obviously know nothing about fantasy football. So, good move, Manny. And then, in a move that'll break Viper's heart, Jack Nunes is gone from Aussie Merker's team. And Charlie Curnow, who I didn't even know if was still alive, is now on Merker's list.
Isn't he playing basketball or something now?
Oh, who knows what he's doing. Strange move. Is Merker pulled up stumps for the season and starting to hoard players for next year?
I think he said he was on the Terps on Wednesday or Thursday night, wherever it was. I think it might have been Wednesday night that he did that one.
Right.
So he'd been on the piss and just started pressing buttons.
Right. Well, good work, Merker.
Yeah.
And then Manic has dropped SPS to pick up. Who's this guy?
I've never heard of him.
Who's Alex Davies? Who the hell's he?
Apparently he was extra fucking zone selection or something that Gold Coast got.
That's a fucking Twilight Zone pick up there by Manic. Please tell me he's disappeared later on in the week.
We'll soon find out.
And then Legless has dropped Brett Bewley, who is dead again, and picked up Finn McRae. He's back on someone's list.
Yeah, he's picked up Finn, but it looks like, he's obviously taken a chance that Finn was going to keep getting the game, but he's on the extended emergency list, I think.
Yes, so not playing because that team has been announced, I think. It's only the West Coast and North one. That's still to come. Dazed and confused, banked on Steve having a big game for his, what was it, his 200th?
I think so. 200,
150th, something like that. And got rid of the injured, I think.
Colin Jones. Yep. Get a little calf.
Yep. Didn't quite work as well as he hoped. But, 64, that's about what you get with Steve Motlop.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think Motlop was probably about one of the better free agent forwards, which probably tells you how thin forwards are.
Correct. Speaking of thin in the forward line, Charlie's gone and available for Vipers to pick up and keep again. And Jamara Ugle-Hagan is now a worker boy.
Yeah, Ugle-Hagan gate is back on Aussie Merker's team. So interesting to see how he goes in his debut.
So, yes, he joins the key forward ranks of Merker's forward line, and, yeah, he could get a solid 25, I would have thought.
Yep.
And then a move that some people are a little slow to pick up on during the week. Danahan's going to be back shortly, and Merker's swooped in time for the finals.
He did, got rid of Sparkle, and then
well, seriously, wasn't why would, why does Geelong hate young people?
I would think that Legless, I know you've been out of the chat for a couple of weeks, but there's been a lot of chatter between Legless and Vipers around Geelong's list management strategy. And
oh, there's been a lot of chatter going on that for about 6 years.
So, it looks like it's continuing with Geelong's strategy of, yeah, not respecting their youth.
Mm. So that could bite them in the backside shortly, and not sure how old Mark O'Connor is, but he's found his way into Mannix's team. He seems to be a perennial favourite of Mannix every time he's picked.
Yes, well, really, Bonner and O'Connor. Both of them just flick between Mannix's lists. So, yeah, interesting little pickup.
And then poor old Alex Davies, who we've never heard of, has been dropped by Mannix.
Been dropped for the Shadow.
The Shadow, yes. Matthew Parker. Made a comeback from the dead, figuratively, from VFL to, what did he get picked up by, St Kilda or Richmond? Richmond, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, Richmond now, with St Kilda previously.
Yeah.
He came back to South Freo.
So, yes, interesting. Toby McLean, vice captain's not good enough to get a game. And
he's vice captain?
I believe so.
Yeah, right.
So, well, these days everyone's a vice captain, aren't they?
True.
18 vice captains. And Sydney Stack is back.
Yeah.
And he's in the team for Mannix. So that's probably not a bad pickup. Probably the best.
Interesting little nugget about Sydney Stack is he was a keeper leading into 2020 for Slippery Gypsies.
Right. And yes, he's obviously had some issues, but probably as good as you're going to get. Good as he's going to get in the midfield at this time of year.
Yep.
Hang on. Tommy, that's mine. I'll fix it for you later, okay? And, yeah, so then poor old Ethan Hughes, after not being picked, has been dropped for Mason Wood in the forward line. Now, how thin is the forward line when you're picking up Mason Wood, eh?
Well, yeah, where Mason Wood is the three-round average leader, clubhouse leader at 81, you're starting to struggle.
Yep. And then I jumped in and just did something just because Doogie was there, and nothing I do makes a difference at the moment. So I just thought I'd grab Doogie because I like him. And, yeah, anyway, he's there in my team now.
He's been, well, yeah, as we said before, averaging around 70-odd in defence. Did you drop Castagna because around this time of year, Vipers likes to sell Castagna for fifth-rounders or tries to sell him for fifth-rounders?
You know, I've got to try and help him out to get a trade done somewhere throughout the year. I mean, with his sterling lineup of aging veterans, you'd think that he, you know, he'd want to trade someone. So I thought I'd throw him a bone and throw him a player.
Yep, fair enough.
So, yes, what have we got then? The next one up, poor old Danahan's out by Berger and Webster's in.
Oh, but Hanbury was going to play.
So, interesting. So, I'm surprised, actually, someone hasn't picked him up yet, and now someone will probably use an RFA on him on Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
So, yes, just remember that, folks. It's going to be a very short week if we're cut out on, Friday night?
Yep.
All trades are done, final.
So, at least it's not a... balls to the wall semi-final, game finished on a Sunday and then 10 a.m. Monday, the next game.
Yep.
But then you start fielding players like Isaac Smith.
That's it. And then Paddy Dow's been picked up and Jai Newcomb has been dropped by Disposables.
Yeah, a bit of a shame because Disposables used his RFA one after sitting on that for a long time and obviously liked Newcomb and he's just given him the flick. He had cover.
So, very interesting. So, yes. very interesting move there by Disposables, but see how Paddy goes with all the classic hype about him at the moment.
Yep.
Jamie Elliott dropped, which is an interesting one, by Team Awesome to pick up Jack Nunes.
I probably would have kept Elliott, but...
Has the potential to go a lot higher, I would have thought. Self.
Yep, but he's obviously... Did he have Nunes? Was it Downtown 87 or him that had Nunes? I think he might have had Nunes.
Yeah, so he's got him back.
Yeah, so I think he's got a bit of love for Nunes.
Yep. And then Legless picked up Sam Taylor, dropping the boy F. McRae, who is the second coming of, I don't know, someone good, but he tried to tell everyone and he wanted to flog him off for 16 first-round picks. And he's dropped him for nothing to pick up Sam the Man.
Well, he did flog him. He flogged him to me originally.
Yes.
I paid for him in the Shoey trade.
So there you go.
Shoey will switch for a third rounder of McRae.
There he is, yeah. So F. McRae in a third for Shoey in the 10th, eh?
Yeah.
Doing a Shoey. And now you've got Shoey back.
And I've got Zorko back.
Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. And then Mannix continued his love affair with Tigers midfielders and picked up Marleon Pickett for Matt Parker.
Well, his love affair of Richmond kind of mid-year draftees.
Yeah, that's it. So
switching the two there.
So very interesting. And that's all the moves. That's a fair chunk of moves.
That was busy.
It was very busy. So next up, what we might do is swap over to the trades and look at this. There's almost fills the whole screen.
It does.
So what we'll do, we might even go back as a special because we haven't been on for a little bit. We'll go back 1 week because there's one that we'll go back 2 weeks because 2 weeks there's a trade done by my good self and yourself for Maine for a second rounder. And just let the listeners know, how's Maine gone since he's been in your team?
Right, what an absolute stud.
This is what I'm talking about.
I hope he keeps going at this current rate. I think, what's he got so far for me?
Yeah, 110, it'd be 200 plus scores.
I'm touching wood here, but, you know, it's not the wood I can talk about. he's got 97, yep. 103 and 109 for me so far.
There you go, folks. There you go. Look at that. Give something, you get something. All right, that's how it works. All right, this time of year. So, Vipers, slip, get into it. Give something to get something. Get some picks. Get into these people at the top of the ladder and get some.
Take their collateral.
That's it. Get into them. So, yeah. So that's that one. And then Disposables has done a deal week.
No, was it? Are you looking? Have you skipped the Harms one?
Where's the Harms one? Hang on, let me get back to the other sheet.
Unless it's different order for you.
Hang on. Go back one round. Where's the Harms one? Oh, there it is. There. Yeah, that's on the 25th of. Is that on my list? Have we done that one?
Nah, because Maine was 22nd of June and 25th was Harms.
I must have skipped that one. Ah, yes. Okay. So DT87 traded Harms. Hang on. Let me add this into my list here. So I haven't got it. Must have missed that one altogether. It's quite poor by me.
Harms for a. First rounder. I can't remember what pick he got back, though, off Merca.
Okay, hang on. Let's see if we can find that here. Thanks, Tomo. All right. So that'd be 16 as well. And... Yeah, I'll have to find that in the chat. But anyway, yeah, so Harms, he gave up. What did he
It's essentially Harms for a first rounder. So
yeah.
Mirka got his pick back off Dream Team 87 that Dream Team 87 got his pick back off Mirka that he gave Mirka for Rockliff, the first rounder.
Okay, so let me just have a look here. So I think our commissioner's missed it as well.
Has he?
I believe so. Well, I just compared my list to his. And he has.
Let's have a look.
What
was the other pick then that went with it? If he hasn't got it on the list, we'll have to go back and find it.
Have to go and find that one. Yeah, so we'll have to go and find it, that one.
Because he's definitely got the pick back. What's he got in his trades thing? Trades. Yeah, you're right. He hasn't got it on the actual list. But Dream Team 87's definitely got his first on the actual list. So he's definitely given his first back on the coloured section. But yeah, we might have to flag that one to the great man.
No, because Aussie Merker's only got a third.
But see, Aussie Merker gave Dream Team 87 his first back.
Oh, okay, gave so the first
back. Definitely it's been given back to him, but it's not showing on the list as what the actual deal was.
Okay. D-Mac.
So it was definitely, yeah, Harms for... let's see if I can search it while we're talking.
And he picked up Harms. Not sure why. Yeah, anyway, Harms, good on him. And yeah, so he got Merker's first, did he? Was it Merker? No, it was his own first back, wasn't it?
He got his own first back, yeah.
Yeah.
So search Harms, he should come up pretty quick. Sorry to the listeners here, you know.
Yeah, no. D287 first back. And yeah, it would be, I don't know, it would be fourth,
maybe. Here we go. I think I found it.
Is it a fourth?
Up. Oh, come on, load up. There's so many messages in this chat.
DT87-4. No, he's already got DT87-4 from another trade for May.
Did they not mention the pick going back?
Chaos and confusion. Live. So why haven't we do live TV?
This is Star's fault.
DT87 first. Just chaos and confusion.
What do you think of that deal while we're waiting for things to load?
So what have we got? Let me just actually find. So he's got a first rounder for Harms, where he wouldn't give up a first rounder for Elliot, who's scoring... Maine, who's scoring 25 points a game more, well, 15 points a game more. Unbelievable. So it's not like on Merker's list, he'd probably keep Harms anyway, won't he? So
yeah.
he's rebel.
There's no... Yeah, so I found where they've talked it. Merker gives first rounder back to Dream Team 87 out of guilt for Rocky trade, and Dream Team 87 hands over Harms.
Yes.
So I think Merker's...
He has got, to get some sort of pick back.
Well, not necessarily, because the rules change that if you don't mention the other pick that's going back, you just end up behind the 13th round. But anyway, we'll have to clarify that with Stars, how he's actually done it.
Yep. So anyway, okay, so I'll just change. Interesting. Color of that. Oops, cancel. I'll just change the color of that so I remind myself to talk to good man, Kimish, and see what came back. So, yeah, so there's there's that trade. And then moving on to
the other trades.
Thanks, Tommy.
Good work, Tommy. It's been a busy week. So, starting First up, you and Legless have been in some conversations, and Luke Shuey and Dane Zorko moved back to you, and you've given up Hopper and Steak Knives Rangaboy Richards.
Yes. So, chips are in. Needed some help in my forward line. So, unfortunately, had to give up Hopper and, essentially Zorko was the prize for me. And Chewy's a nice to have with a few mid injuries. So, we'll see if he can stay out of the doctor's room and stop doing hammies.
That's it. So, he's not the highest averaging player anymore, but see how he goes.
Yep.
So basically what we're saying is you've pushed all the chips into the middle and you've gone balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. Once I had main mate, then and he's come off, then I've got to run for it now.
That's it. So, guess this is how you do it, folks. And next up, Itchy and Scratchy itch and scratched each other.
Yes, they sure did.
So I'm just really not sure here who's the Steak Knives and who's the... I don't get it.
Yuli and Membry. Not a fan of Tim Membry.
Hasn't he dropped Yuli? He's dropped Yuli because he's not playing. Yep. And he picked up Membry, who is okay, I suppose.
Membry's averaging
79. So 79, yeah. That's a bit surprising. But yeah, I suppose an 80 averaging mid forward is pretty good at this time of year. Giving up a fourth for it, so, and it's not even his fourth, so yeah, I suppose that's all right.
Yeah, it's a hefty price, but you got to kind of pay that for a 79 average, like over
for an 80 averaging forward. I suppose that's fair enough. I'll give you that once.
He's played 13, 14 games, I think, for the season, so you can't say he's had a small sample size.
Yep. Do you want to talk to your Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Penny.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. What do you think of that trade? Is it a good trade or bad trade?
Which trade? Because I'm seeing a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Very good trade. Good trade, Commish Stars.
Yes.
You like listening to the podcast, do you?
No, not really.
Not really? Do you have anything to say to the listeners? Do you want to say hello to everyone?
Hello.
What do you think of Geelong Vipers? Good team? Good team? Bad team?
Good team.
Good team?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, he'll like that. He'll like that.
Well, it's better than mine. It's better than mine.
Yeah. It better than Jack's?
Probably, yes.
Jack will get there one day.
Maybe.
But you'll be past him before then.
Yes, I will.
You will.
All right. Bye.
See you, Tomo.
Bye.
All right, there we go. Special comments from Tommy.
Yes, he's a Geelong Vipers fan.
Oh, is he? Okay. Well, yeah, he's young and doesn't know much about fantasy, so there you go. That explains it.
It. What was that next one? Then there was another domino that fell pretty quick after the Membry trade. Tom Hawkins ended up on Dream Team 87 and Chole went the other way to Team Awesome.
Yeah.
And I think there was a fourth rounder as well that went along with Chole.
Fifth rounder. Yeah, so we've got Chole and a fifth for Hawkins and a 13th.
Yep. Okay.
So DT87 trying to shore up the forward line for the finals tilt, and Team Awesome obliging his buddy.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, he's definitely trying to go back-to-back. And I think Hawkins is around about that 79-80 average again.
He's actually only on 75, so he's actually going worse than Membry, which I wouldn't have picked. But, that's why I'm down the bottom. So these awesome players, teams above me, are doing so well.
Interesting. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, if he knows he's in finals, so I suppose it's not a bad move.
So the next one, disposables. has picked up Polek for Haitley and a pick swap.
Pick swap. What was the picks?
So Awesome has picked up Haitley and Disposables fourth, and Polek and DT87's ninth has gone to Disposables.
Yeah, look, it'll be interesting how this one plays out. I mean, I know Polak's been injured, so that's why he hasn't been playing. But, I hate to fire up an opponent, but I'm just not sure about that one for Disposables.
I know he had a hot spot about 3 or 4 years ago, but he's either injured or he plays for North Melbourne, doesn't he?
He's a bona fide spud.
Yeah, and, you know, North Melbourne won't be good until my boys are, you know, leading from the front. So he'll have to wait till at least next year. So, anyway, interesting move there by Disposables.
That will be, yeah, interesting how that one plays out.
So, and then to finish off the week, someone has been busy. Setterfield and Flanders. Old Ned on the move from your team. For Bradley Hill and Jack Graham.
Yep, and then Legless also got my third rounder, and I got his 10th rounder back with Graham and Hill. So, just looking to stack up with a bit more depth. Graham was a key piece to just try and get a little bit more forward depth or more reliable forwards. Hill, just a nice to have, feel like he's best 22, whereas Setterfield is kind of in and out and role keeps changing. So once again, lack Disposables, might come off, might not. We'll see during the finals.
Excellent. So that's all good. Just as a special thing here, we got Team Awesome here is just sent me asking how to send through a video recording, a voice recording. I believe DT87 and Team Awesome may have hit record.
Oh, have we got the celebrate good times kind of to cut into?
Cut into now?
Yeah. So do we need to pause for like 2 minutes?
I'll try and add that in a bit later.
Can that be the intro?
Yep, we'll get that done. I'll have to sort him out afterwards, but yep, it's on its way.
Amazing.
All right. So all in. So Jack Graham, he's actually playing at the moment, which is good. Hopefully he stays. I suppose he's played every game, hasn't he? Almost every game. So,
just about one. Yeah, Legless was wanting me to do it yesterday, and I said, mate, he's on the extended
bench.
Maybe we just hold off a little bit here, Sonny Jim.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if I sell him somewhere else, don't get angry at me. And I said, yeah, that's fair enough. And clearly he didn't sell him anywhere else.
No. So there you go. All right. So like I said, chips in. And one last move. Higgins is made his way into your team. And Elliot has made his way out. I think he'd just be some steak knives. But,
I thought he might be kept by Team Awesome, not kept as a keeper, but
just would to
fill
play,
a role on his forward line. But he switched him to Nunes. I gave up my 8th rounder and got Team Awesome's 12th rounder back. And got Higgins included with the 12th. So once again, just looking for some forward depth. Don't get me wrong, like Elliot can play forward depth, but I'll roll the dice with Higgins. I just feel like he's got a slightly bigger upside. Elliot, for me, he needs 4 goals to go 80 plus. Now that he's not getting a midfield role, they're running kids through the midfield.
You know who would be really handy about now for you instead of Higgins? Isaac Smith.
Yeah.
Run home, he'd be handy.
He's on a... He's on a direct opponent's team. how's irony with that?
Yep. Well, having said that, I've my money where my mouth is. He's actually in my classic team at the moment. So I've actually... I figured with his run home, and he's just quietly going about it with 90 to 95 every week. And Yeah, he'd be handy about now.
That's why I kept him in 2020 and he burnt my ass.
One of them things, eh? That's why I call it fantasy football.
That's it. It's always going to break your heart.
That's it. So there we go, folks. That's a massive lot of free agents and whatever's else. And what we might do now is turn to the other side of the page and see what whispers we have. Surely, with this amount of trades being done, there must be twice as many whispers. Stay tuned. All righty, Pony, what whispers have we got? We must have a huge amount of whispers.
So, yeah, there's been some whispers. I mean, a lot of them I've heard has involved slip, but there just hasn't been any deals pulled. So,
kidding. You're shitting me, aren't you?
There's been some cold feet along the way. So, slip has had multiple conversations of people trying to get Langford off him.
Yep.
But yeah, just has not pulled the deal. And I think now he's off the table. I think, what did he do, a string tonight?
Yes. So he who hesitates has lost his chance. So I think they said it was more precautionary than anything, but he's now damaged goods and the offers won't be as good anymore, I wouldn't have thought.
To be honest, speaking to Slip, I think his preference was to still hold him and see, does he get forward? And even if he doesn't get forward, he might hold as a mid, knowing that there's a fair chance he might get forward back once Shield and Caldwell and a few others are back playing mid next season. So, that's been an interesting one. Dazed and Confused has inquired on a few different people. So, he came to Legless and was asking around Nat Fife.
All right.
But
didn't he just get him in?
Legless just got Nat Fife in, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was asking about Fife and whether he'd be available, and Legless has asked him for Zach Butters.
Poor old Butters, and now he's injured again.
Well, yeah, this all happened this morning, so it was already injured.
Interesting.
And Dazer said, nah, long-term keeper.
Mm.
Nah, it sounds like Fife is not the guy for me.
Right.
So that one fell over. What else have we had?
Reading between the lines here, I think Legless has closed up shop for the year.
I can definitely pose a sale option there, so he's definitely still trying to flog Tom Phillips. So anyone that's after Tom Phillips, please contact Legless and he will greatly oblige with a deal for you. That's about all he's got left though for you, so don't ask for anything else. What else? Geelong Vipers, had a word with him about Jack Siebel myself, and got told straight away price is 2 first rounders. people don't bother with Geelong Vipers and Jack Siebel. Apparently he's a keeper, so either going to be paying handsomely or just don't do it.
To be fair, who else is he going to keep?
Well, that's it. I said to him, mate, look, if he's a keeper, not a problem. Like, just tell me and I'll leave you alone. And he said, well, he's a keeper. So I said, all right, all good. All right. I've moved on. Team Awesome, potentially, if someone's interested in T-Mac. T-Mac's available.
Right.
Manic Monkeys has been shopping around Matt Kennedy. Who else has he shopped around? Jack Higgins.
There's a forward that you could use in the run home. Someone that could potentially spot you a 80, 85 in a final.
Yep, so Higgins, Kennedy...
You know who else can do that with their run home is Link the Stink.
Lincoln McCarthy.
Yep, very easily average 80, 85 on the way home with Brisbane's run.
Well, they do have a very juicy run. And what would be Link the Stink's asking price? Just for the great people?
To be fair, I haven't had a good look at it yet because it only just came to me because I've, not had a good look this week. But, we'll be around somewhere. You come talk to me for a third or a fourth, maybe fifth. I don't know. Come and have a chat to me. See what happens.
There you go, people. Link the Stink is available. Also, Manic is offering up a ruckman if anyone's needing a ruck. So don't ask him for Fat Darcy, but either Hickey or Ryder is available if you're requiring a ruck.
Yeah, fair enough. So
that's available.
Going pick around six, Darcy's finally beginning to pay off for him in all those years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, you probably saw in the chat a few weeks ago, obviously throwing around 13s with Manic preseason. Darcy was, I can't put it into words how close he was to not being kept.
Yep. That would have break the young Fremantle man's heart now, wouldn't it?
Wowee, look at him now.
That's it. Fat Darcy is almost a footballer.
Now, Disposables did have a bit of a chat with Legless around trying to get, I think it was Tom Phillips and Graham for a third. And then, obviously, I beat him to the punch. So, bad luck, Disposables.
Yeah, snooze, you lose, people. Get on.
And that is about it. Probably the only other thing for us to do is just quickly have a look who's advertised some players, just to see if there's anything of interest on the list.
The general rubbish list. Oh, though, to be fair, there has been some stuff there. What have we got?
Crozier, Legless. Not playing, but he's available, people.
Yeah. Bakahuli?
Yeah, he's available. How long
is he? Is he
4-6. So I think that probably takes him to finals. AFL finals. So I don't think he's going to really play fantasy.
No. Lance Buddy Franklin. Surely someone's got to have a dip at Buddy. Buddy could win you a final.
Yeah, be surprised if someone doesn't have a nibble this coming week at Buddy for a pick.
I'd have to have a go at Buddy and Taylor Walker. You'd have to have a go as forwards. Someone's got to have a crack. Awesome. Good move putting them up.
Yep. We skipped Fantasia there, unless he's different in your order.
He's there too.
Didn't he have a reoccurrence or he's gone into surgery or something?
Let me ask, have a look. He's not very good, I don't think. Where is he? Port is all the way down the bottom. It's in alphabetical order. Still 3-4. So, interesting.
Yep, I think he's probably a little bit doubtful. Mackenzie, the cannon. Anyone pick him up?
What are we averaging 70 potentially? If someone likes his run, then potentially, yeah.
Dane Ramsey?
Again, the same. If someone likes a run, but he's apart from climbing posts, no one really knows him as a fantasy player, so I would doubt it. Bailey Williams could get a nibble. Oh, Taylor Giray, there's a forward there, people. There you go. Good work. Slip. Oh, two forwards, Snelling and... See, well, this is the thing. Snelling is averaging 80.
Yeah, I've got to probably add a side note here. I don't think he realises he's still got them on this list.
Right.
So I approached him around both DeRay and Snelling and got told, look, I'm not selling them because now I'm in the finals hunt. So,
but he's just got them on the offer list. Right.
I think he's forgot that they're on the offers list. So
I better talk to your list manager, Slip, because he's letting the team down.
He's telling the people that they're available and they're not available.
So, yeah, so list manager needs, I think you need to have a stern talking to him. And, yes, there you go. All right, folks. Well, that concludes a massive, massive episode. Itchy and Scratchy hopefully join us shortly. And like I said, potentially special guests are awesome and DT87 as well.
This should be a good 2-hour episode, I reckon.
Yeah, it could be. So that's could be a massive one. So let's thanks for jumping on, Pony, and it could be huge.
No worries. Good luck this weekend and good luck to everyone selling and buying this next week.
That's it. All right. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good evening, Stars. How are you?
Nicholas, how are you going?
Oh, pretty good. No complaints. Happy families here.
Yep, good. My partner just had ankle surgery, so real sweet.
Syndesmosis?
Yes, it is. It's going around. It's an epidemic at the moment.
Epidemic COVID. Syndesmosis.
Feeling COVID.
Well, hopefully the oxys are working and you're as high as a kite.
Yeah, I mean, stealing a few. If you want any oxys, let me know. I'll trade you for a good draft pick.
For a pick. School holidays coming up. People are going to need some good tidings.
Draft deadline is next week, so if you want them, get on board fast.
Well, there's not a lot left to be traded now with injuries.
It's been a bloodbath, hasn't it, the last few days? It's been chaotic. Even I've made a trade, which is, you know, heaven forbid.
With me, of all people.
Yeah, you fucking fleece me. You drive a hard bargain, you do.
Mate, a fair and reasonable deal.
We'll see how that goes. I have a feeling it's going to be a big episode this week. So let's get cracking on the preview.
All right, let's do it. Okay,
recording on the Friday night, FYI. So we've had the two games already. Well, one and a half games if you call the Crows versus Essendon game a game. That was pretty. Yep.
Three teams have played this round.
Yeah. It's trash.
Rubbish. Absolute. I'm assuming the roof was open and
windy, just raining. Horrible.
Horrible conditions. All right, let's go through the first game. Stars versus Team Awesome. Now, rest on Team Awesome at your peril. Gave me an absolute belting last week.
And he's off to a flyer.
Isn't he just? So, I guess the only player you've had out of the two games is Jake Stringer, the package, who is
lucky to get to 99.
Mate, absolute gun. Look, players went down. So up to round 12, his best score was 56. Oh, sorry. So his last score was 56 in round 12, and his best score throughout 10 rounds was 87. And then bang, half of Essendon team get injured, and Jake Stringer stacks up.
Here is two words there, buddy. Smart coaching.
Smart coaching. Look, you see an opening, you take the best player. Who previously owned Jake Stringer?
Some spud coach.
When's it their turn? So, we got backline guns. I mean, you've got Blake Hardwick as an emergency. That's how bad you're going.
You can't play them all, so
80 average defender can't get on the field for you?
No.
Jeez.
75 average defender get emergency status.
Yuck. Jeez, what a hard life.
78 average defender. Anyone wanting defenders, let me know. Hit me up.
Jacob Wiedering's just no good. Doesn't deserve to be in the team.
Turns out no.
Going into that midfield, just balls to wall guns. That's just guns everywhere. Luckily, Devin Smith couldn't make the team this week because...
Good reason for that.
Wow. Yuck. So I'm assuming he's your emergency midfielder.
A forward line.
Forward line, okay. You've got Daniel Howe. Got one of Pony's gifts as your emergency.
What's this?
Far out. Look at that. You can't lose. You cannot lose. So Tim Membry's come in. Gun. Yeah. 79.
Yeah, my new recruit. See how he goes.
So he is your second highest averaging forward. That's a pretty handy pickup.
So we'll see how he goes this week. Obviously, new team, new coach, new environment. Henry scores.
You treat him well. He's never put in a stinker for me, so I'm assuming he'll, you know, maintain the standard. You can't lose.
Ninth place, Team Awesome. You think, okay, first night, this should be a pretty much walk in the park. But turns out he's gone absolutely ham the first two games. So Trent McKinnon Trent McKenzie with a very nice 69. Then you've got Paul Seedsman, 113, Carl Amon, 130, and Tom McDonald, your boy, 100.
100. He's a keeper, surely.
That has pumped up his projections quite high, and it's looking to be an absolute dogfight at the end.
And Seedsman did a hamstring, and he still scored 113.
He was everywhere. He's been an absolutely great pickup, I think. Hopefully the boys talk about the draft, and he went very late. So I look forward to seeing their thoughts on Paul Seedsman.
He and David Mundy have to be the best draft sliders this season.
Mundy in the 13th round is an absolute.
So you think smart
coaching?
You know, it's a separate award to win best free agent, but I think best draft slider has to be Mundy.
Yeah, now Team Awesome has been selling up a few things, so he has been busy on the draft, on the trade wire, as we'll find out.
So just out of interest, so Hawkins is worth a fifth.
Hmm.
Haitley for who?
Pollock.
Pollock. So Pollock's averaging 58, hasn't played a game. He's worth a fourth. So what does that make a 71 averaging forward worth?
Too much.
An eighth?
Yeah, why not? Let's go with that.
Because that's where Sean Higgins went. So if Pollock's worth a fourth and Sean Higgins, who's better, is worth an eighth, I don't know who. Whoever your accountant is, Team Awesome, you need to have words.
he's looking for the future.
I agree.
Some could just wake up and maybe start their fire sales because it's already too late.
I think there was a coach that was interested in Sean Higgins but missed the boat.
Oh, dear. That's a shame.
So, yeah, look, this is a close matchup, but I think
Tim Lawson was at the start, so he's going to win this game.
You're still 90 above in projections. You can't lose. It's your flag. Congratulations.
Okay.
Let's move over. And then this game, I mean, this is going to be a really quick one.
I thought it was going to be a record win here for Days Confused, but
it's not looking pretty on projections. He's only up by 100, which is not a lot.
A bit of life in the old Hawker here, and to be fair, I don't mind that.
Oh, look, he'll be up and about. It's Lockie Schull, yuck. Ew. I mean, he's not a keeper now, is he, surely?
Tell him.
40 points tonight is very disappointing. But then Jake Kelly, 104. If you don't mind. Oh, he's an ex-pony.
Okay.
He's an ex-pony Fish Islander. But then Jake Lever's 57 was a bit stinky. Going into the midfield, though, Archie Perkins, if you don't mind, 91.
Did he not look good doing it? He looked very good.
Great haircut, great rig. So he almost went 40 points above his average. Scott Lysett against Gorn, 82. You'd absolutely take that. Nearly made his average against the best ruck in the comp. Going into the forward line, Harry Schomburg. That's a BCV 120. Schomburg scoring 83. But then Riley Thilthorpe reminded us why you don't pick up first-year key forwards with 31 tonight.
Yeah.
Not a lot on the bench. So Dylan Stevens still can't get a game for Sydney. So James Rowbottom and Stevens are both out for Sydney, and so is Braden Campbell. So scary.
Yeah, but when you've locked in the wooden spoon, there's no point stopping him. You might as well just sort of pick for the future. Pick players that you might want to have a crack at keeping, or if not, you're going to put him back in the pool for draft day. So
trade aggressively. Will Day, rubbish. Will Phillips, rubbish. Yep. Dylan Stevens, rubbish. Tom Powell, rubbish. Braden Kane. So these are all his first picks, early picks. Phillips.
Definitely hold on, and I'll be looking to keep them next year and seeing what they do in the preseason.
Was Will Phillips worth Greenwood and Harms?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
Hindsight.
2025, I think, is probably the hindsight he's hoping for. What do we got on the other side?
Days, his projections are quite down. So there must be something he's doing that's throwing that off. It's projected to get 1373, which for Days is probably his lowest ever score.
Need some active trading.
Salem last night, 108, gunned it up. Oliver, Merritt, Boak, and Viney are all scores that you would absolutely love. Zach Butters is a big issue. So injured again, a few weeks off on the sidelines. Does he play again this fantasy season?
Well, he might play again. It's just whether Dazed is alive for round 22.
Mm.
And same with Jeremy Cameron. I mean, is Cameron guaranteed to come back after his hamstring?
He's got Cameron on the field looping in. It looks like the Motlop 64. Mm. There are a few little holes, a few little cracks appearing in the Dazed wall.
Mm. Perhaps.
The players that he does have on the field scoring quite well. So,
but a lot of his big guns have played already, though. So really, Bont's the big gun that he's got left, and then maybe Isaac coming. So
seeing 12th versus second here, it's a real David versus Goliath. And like for me, wins would be absolutely amazing.
It would be. God, it'd be like England winning the Cricket World Cup. Surely there's going to have to be some umpiring decisions go the right way.
Rules going on here. I can probably make that happen, Walker. Let me know.
Yeah.
I can adjust scores for a draft pick.
Look, my money's still on Dazed here.
We're going Dazed here, unfortunately. He's just got the runs on the board, got the team.
Moving on. Team Legless.
Is this a new team?
Versus Geelong Vipers.
This team doesn't look familiar to me. It's
so my first question. If Team Legless beats Geelong Vipers this week after trading out half of its players, is it the equivalent of beating him a man down?
No, that's completely different.
So it's worse.
Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The season's over for Vipers.
Mate, I'm going to give him an
app. For this new team, Legless. Legless V2, I think we'll call it, because there's a few new players here. Sam Taylor, inclusion?
Well, I needed to pick him up because Hayden Crozier didn't get named, so I needed a D5.
You've still got Crozier on your team.
Yeah, I don't want any of the contenders.
He's not going to get a game.
Yeah, I don't want any of the contenders to grab him.
Interesting. Hopper, good young boy from GWS.
Yep. That was the trade there. So I'm missing my boy Zorko and West Coast's boy Shuey, but brought in Hop.
Yeah. Nat Fife, new player?
No, he was in the team last week.
Ed Richards, new player.
Yeah, no, he's gun, absolute gun. Underrated.
Yep.
He's not a new player. He actually was he started at Team Legless this season.
Sam Flanders, new player.
Yeah, that's my boy. I've always had an eye for Ned. And, another one of my solid contributors.
Yeah, so far, I mean, a bit of a slow start this round. You've got the 71 from O'Brien and Sam Pepper 58. That doesn't help his trade value, does it?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you compare it.
It's hard to sell a player that scores a 58.
It's impossible to sell a player that scores 58, let's be honest. He ain't going anywhere. He'll be on the team. You've still got to have... You've got to have 26 people on the field, right? We don't.
There is absolutely nothing there. I mean, there's Will Setterfield.
He'll come back. First round draft pick, Will Setterfield. Well, he's a gun.
First round draft pick, you'll find. Moving on to the Lamb, who's only a few points behind you projected.
Garbage. I'm going to give him an absolute bath.
Oh, do it.
I'm going to absolutely paste him, mate. My GWS boys come up against Gold Coast. It's going to get
first Lamb.
Against a team that traded out half. I mean, I reckon I can have a late out and I'd still give him a bath. He's going to get killed. look, he's made some good free agent pickups, though. I really rated the Leanit pickup. There was some aspect of it I didn't rate. So
tell me more.
I can tell you Darcy Moore. So Darcy Moore's not playing again this season.
No.
So, I mean, is he a keeper, would you say? So would you perhaps, or Luke Edwards, would you say he's a keeper?
Who?
Yep. So James Cousins, I mean, he's playing this week, isn't he?
No, he's just a player that you pick up from the Hawks, like a Howe or a...
Okay, but he's a keeper?
Or whatever he is. No.
So what you're telling me is that maybe if you picked up a Leanit, you'd put Leanit on the bench with the emergency?
He pumps out at 56, that's not bad.
Or maybe Alia. Maybe you put him on the bench with an emergency?
You could do that. Or you could just go balls to the wall all in.
Or would you, well, I mean, balls to the wall all in, or is that just arrogance? Is that Pony Fish Islanders Isaac Smith swagger? Just.
Hey, man, you're the one playing him, and I can't wait for you to lose this game and have the full force. Well, I could just feed it to you for the rest of the next 5 years, I think.
I'm going to leave the chat.
Vipers beats you.
He beats me. Oh, God. You can't. It won't happen. Won't happen. Pigs don't fly. Going into the midfield. All right. He's actually got a bloody tasty midfield other than Mitch Robinson and Darcy Taylor.
Now he comes crawling back.
So, like, there's at least five quality midfielders in there. Most of them have got pretty good averages as well. Danger's back. He's alive. Everyone brought him in Classic.
Yep.
Patrick Cripps. Does Cripps play? So he's been named.
Yeah, with the ankle last week, I don't know why you'll risk him, but, I mean, playing Geelong, just you park it for this week and get him back?
I mean, is there a potential that Geelong will have the opportunity this week to beat me with a man down, I guess, is my question.
Correct, they will. And they will let you know all about it.
Yeah. So, tough week. So I'll go through the scores. So Doty's 36. That sucks because he was killing it. He was absolutely killing the pig. That was quarter time. He was on 36. Then he got absolutely poleaxed. Jordan Ridley's 100 was very tasty. A couple of Port players there on the Thursday night game, if I hadn't mentioned, could have been looped. Going into the midfield, guns, no one's scored yet. Robinson's been pretty shit since Neil returned. So, yeah, his scores have been putrid since Neil's return. Sam Draper looked good tonight from a mullet.
Did a few good things for a young ruckman. You're like, yes, please.
Did you see the snap?
I saw the running bounce through the traffic. I also saw the sandbag from 20 out.
Yeah, he had that beautiful shot on goal. And didn't quite make it. Then going into the forward line, Tom Atkins, Jack Zeeble, Will Hoskin-Elliott. So I'm not sure if you know this. It was a Thursday night game and Melbourne played Port. And so what you do with Alex Neil-Bullen, right, is you chuck him on the bench,
right,
put the emergency on him, and you put Luke Bruce on the field, who is playing.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of arrogance and swagger.
So
that.
Well, you know, our tips. I hope Vipers wins. Just for the lols. You are going to cop it so bad. You're only, for a guy that's only 39 points ahead. Lucky there, buddy. Bit cocky.
Swagger. I walk with a swagger.
Come on, Vipers, bring it home for us. Please. Please. Shut him up.
Who are you tipping?
Vipers.
I think he's one cheeky loop away from getting it.
Yeah, just kind of loop us.
All right, moving over to the next game.
Speaking of new teams, we have the Ponyfish Islanders version 2.0.
The new improved Legless. So if we just want to go through, I can tell you who's been on Team Legless this season. Or previous. Yes.
And I.
No.
May.
No.
Cunningham.
Yes.
Hill.
Yes.
Chris Blaird.
No.
Shields.
No.
Main.
Premiership winning Chris Main with Team Legless, yes.
Dewey.
Yes.
Roman, no. Brayshaw.
Yes.
Goldie, probably no. Josh Kelly, no. Zorko.
Yes. Stevenson, no. Higgins, no. Graham, yes.
There's a few more Legless players here, isn't it?
We can say that this is, over the last couple of seasons and in the last trade period, this is the team that Legless built.
Joel Selwood has gone on the bench there. You've had Joel Selwood. I'm sure you've had
Dersma. Yep, I've had Selwood. No, I haven't had Dersma.
There you go.
So, look,
Would you say that you're a feeder team?
I would say that I'm involved in every premiership one way or another this season.
All right, Clarko.
So, Laird 116, Stephen May 86, Angus Brayshaw. So, he scored 58 and he's averaging 68.
As a midfield only?
Yep. So, what did he get in a trade?
He gave up a round two.
Okay. So, does that mean that anyone averaging over 68 who is a midfield or DPP is worth a round two or above?
Well, you might just say you got fleeced by Hawker.
I think you would say that. That would be exactly what you'd say. Look, his bench is struggling. He's had a lot of injuries. Luke Jackson's 36. You're not looping that in. I mean, unless you buy this, then you'd put it on the field to start with. Look, there's nothing on the bench at the moment. He's got a lot of injuries, but on field, still looking pretty tasty.
Not too bad at all. Predicted to get the 15-33. On the other side, Mooker's in sixth place, had a few losses in a row. I think it's falling away at the wrong time of the year for poor Mooker here. So James Harms was a round one pick, I believe. That's an error in the spreadsheet, I'll fix that up.
He was traded for a first round.
Yeah, I'll add that in. I think I've missed that. I was just at the pub on that Friday. Ben Keyes, 92, has been an absolutely great pickup.
Just absolutely delicious.
And Anderson's been looped for the James Jordan, probably the best midfielder in the draft, you have to say.
Yep, I think
best
so.
Best young midfielder.
He was a free agent.
Yeah, but the best draftee kind of player?
The best that was available, yeah.
I mean, Poulter isn't named this week, so you can't say him.
Well, Jordan's a third-year player, though.
Still got him. Brundy versus the nameless Richmond is going to be. Zach Jones is a new inclusion as well. I think his first game for a while.
Achilles Heel for legless. For Pony. Legless Pony. I'm in the same team. It's a bit of an Achilles Heel though. Zach Jones against Pony. He's put him to stall before.
Yeah, doesn't mind playing against his lookalike.
Find a healthier you.
Forward line for Mooker can be hit and miss, but tell you what, when it hits hard and hits fast.
And it's got good matchups. So Darling versus North, Cameron versus Richmond, and then Joe Danaher and Devon Robinson against St Kilda. There's some good matchups there.
I've got one for you. Like, as we can't tell, Peter Wright here is an emergency. It could be a forward, it could be a ruck. It must be a ruck.
You'd bench Grundy for that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think so. That's how the loop works. Ask Lamb.
Be very arrogant, not so. And a nice little pick up there of Jamari Jorgensen. And I noticed that he actually did that before the round had started.
Hi, that was investigations underway of how he did that. Round two. There is a few protests going on. Mm. So I'm having to feel those protests and look into it deeper.
Going here. Pony. Pony's going to give it.
Yeah, we're going to go Pony, but tell you what, it's a big game for both teams.
Yeah, I think so. This is Mooker probably won't secure top four if he doesn't get this game.
This game is DT87 versus Disposables. What is shaping up to be an absolute cracking game. DT87 is on the cusp of the top four. Disposables looking to cement his place at the moment. Got him in first position.
Yeah, the live ladder does, but he's not taking that off you, buddy.
Also, the world record holder. Thank you very much.
Yep.
We thought 1,700 was a huge score.
It's fuck all.
Yeah, it's fuck all.
It's nothing. Mirko, move over, mate. You're a nobody. Yesterday's hero. What was it? Today's newspaper, yesterday's bloody chip wrapper. So, look, going through the team, Zach Williams, he's putrid. I mean, he's forgotten how to football. He would have been, he would have been.
Yeah, what did he score last week?
His first game back to actually playing football. And is he going to do that again? He doesn't, you don't get to play Adelaide every week. Lockie Ash has been included into GWS team and very, very handy timing, especially against Gold Coast. He'll score points against, everyone scores against Gold Coast. Rest of the defence is, yeah, pretty hodgepodge. Baker, Blixad, solid contributors, and then Brody Smith's massive 102. Yeah, that is real tasty.
Hodgepodge, isn't it? Is that what you call it? Brody Smith, your boy?
Yep.
And two.
Yeah. Moving into the midfield.
Should have kept him, maybe.
Yeah, should have done a lot of things. he would have got injured if I kept him. Moving into the midfield, Guthrie has been probably a bit flat by his standards, 58 last week. But other than that, his scores have been, you know, hundreds and 90s. So I expect him to bounce back this week, and especially against the stinky Carlton. Luke Parker, gun, big inclusion back in the team this week, Hugh Greenwood. He's just been so consistent. Lachie Neal looks like he's playing as well. He'll play with a sore calf. I assume he won't be a late withdrawal again. Ed Langdon's 86 was pretty tasty. And then Fiorini, important ones, kept his spot. Even after
he's somehow been named. Unbelievable.
He went at like 28% disposal efficiency last week. So if there's a target, he can miss it. Big O, solid. Moving into the forward line, Nick Hind. I mean, everyone kept him in Classic, right? Yeah, gun. This forward line's really handy. So Shai Bolton, Lockie Fogarty, who probably be a bit down, but still averaging 68. And then Tom Hawkins is the new inclusion.
Tom Hawkins, like, without the Jeremy Cameron clocking up his forward, you know,
yep,
incoming ball.
He's looping in Charlie Dixon, which I like as well. 76, very, very good score. Yep. And you take that as an F4, F5.
So going to disposables, again, it's a tale of old legless players. Shendon Hearn, Dawson, Sinclair. Did you have Caulfield?
No.
Nah. Caulfield's looping in for a Ryan Burton 70. He was absolutely hamming it, but went off late with a groin injury, I believe.
Wait, hold on. Burton got injured.
Yeah, death taxes and Burton injured, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Still, not a bad looking defense there. Ollie Wines at 105, absolutely brained. Roy Sloane was quiet today with a 71, and Dan Houston needs to step the fuck up.
Yeah, that's why I got
killing
rid of him.
My classic team.
Yeah, that's why I got rid of him.
Gorn, solid without being spectacular with 108.
Just got the job done, though.
Yeah, but you kind of want a bit more from Gorny, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, 108, not good enough. That's fine. All right.
For your best player. Ainsworth, Ron Marshall, Pendlebury, Roy Lobbin, Aaron Hall. Probably racks up to be one of the best forward lines.
That's his best player right there.
Yeah.
Connor Rosie.
A few injuries on the bench, a few red crosses, though. But, I mean, Rosie, as a forward emergency, would you loop a 36?
Vipers would.
You'd keep him, actually, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Two times. What we got here?
I'm going DT87.
Yeah, I mean, it does help me if DT87 wins. So, unfortunately, boff. Surely disposables. You can't have a world record and lose this week.
Watch this space.
Turn disposables.
All right.
All right, last game of the round. This is an 8-point game.
Whose turn is it?
Not Slips. Been Slips turn for a while now. He hasn't taken it. So we've got 8th versus 7th here. So this is, you know, you're almost a winner here gets you into the top 8. Loser, you're into the lotto pick.
Yeah, well, loser is you're absolutely fighting with me after I've given Geelong Vipers a fucking bath. So. Alright, so Darcy Byrne Jones, 43. That is putrid.
Darcy Byrne Jones.
He is a headache, isn't he?
He scored in your prelim final?
I'll never forget it. 11.
Four? 11. There you go.
It was horrible. And he played the full game.
Yep.
The rest of that defense, he's got some guns there, and Stewart and Ryan, and then it starts to fall away. O'Connor and Will.
Mark O'Connor's going to tag my boy Walsh to oblivion, unfortunately.
Mate, Sam Walsh is going to do to Mark O'Connor what I'm going to do to Geelong Vipers this weekend.
Not much.
Slaughter him, absolutely burn him. Going into the midfield, lots of guns here, wall-to-wall guns, bar Akers and Kennedy and Sarong. But other than that, all really good. Great midfield, loving it. Very sliding doors moment this game. Tom Hickey against Tim English, I'm expecting to score well. Hickey will win the right battle. And then Tim English will give him an old legless feed along Vipers around the ground type placing. Forward line, Sean Darcy. Is he going to? He's not going to maintain forward, but he could be. He might. Maybe a top two, top three ruck next season.
He gets forward status as well. That's an interesting prospect in terms of the keepers going forward, but just an absolute luxury to have.
He's averaging 94, mate. He is a fucking gun. He is a gun.
He looks. I mean, he's a bit on the porky side, but tell you what, he gets a
gun. Isn't he just? Oh well, mate. He's bigger and stronger than the rest. Couple of FA pickups, so he's got Brown and Stack in the team. I don't mind that. It's solid.
And they're straight in the forward line. Unfortunately, he got absolutely hammered in the coach's selection on Thursday. So
here's a question for you. Does he loop Nick Cox's 73?
I would.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can take that over probably Mark O'Connor as the guy I would bench.
In the forward line or defence?
Oh, has he got Cox as a defender emergency or a forward?
Must be defence.
Yeah, must be. Yep. So yeah, I'd be looping that for probably O'Connor.
Do you have anyone to put on the defence though?
Yep, Witherden.
There you go. Lock and load. Super Gypsies. Should we go talk about him?
Yeah, I think we should. It's his turn.
It is his turn. Looking to cement his spot in the top eight here, which definitely might determine his draft strategy. If he wins, he won't trade. If he loses, he won't trade either. Decent defence. Lloyd, McGovern, Noble, CJ, and Redmi with a 99, coming back to some good form.
Yeah, he's could be his second or third highest avenue defence.
Let's talk about Darcy Parrish.
Rubbish.
He was on fire. He couldn't not touch the ball in the first half, and then
return to form.
Yeah, back to the usual Darcy Parrish that we know and love. Meanwhile, Christian Petrarca, 153. If you had him in Classic, it had the VC on him. Night.
Yeah, should have. Absolutely should have. I mean, that it's almost as bad as, I don't know, fielding a Port player from Thursday night game that scored 36. I don't know, like something like that.
You nailed that, bro. Shane Edwards is a loop on from a Willem Drew, 89. Yep.
That was tasty. That's how you loop.
Sherry's a gun, and Yo is coming into some actual decent on-field time, and his scores show it. Shane Mumford, without Flynn, I think it's a solo ruck.
And who's Mumford rucking against?
Not Zach Smith, because he wasn't named.
Mm. Yep, that's going to be ugly. So I'm expecting Mummy to kill a bloke.
Should be good. Jesse Hogan's in as well, so Slip, it's your turn.
And against the Suns, Jesse Hogan's, he's going above his 91 average.
Yeah, Langford and Snelling scored quite well. Langford 70, though, a bit down on his usual output. Would you say that?
Yeah, well, an ACL can do that.
Good deal. That's awful. I mean, I know there were a few offers for Langford this week, and they were turned down.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll bank that 70.
Raya and Bailey.
On the bench emergencies, I can't imagine he's looping any of those, but he did the right thing, and that's what a smart coaching.
Yeah, in one aspect.
So what are we thinking here?
I'm going on the projections. Slips up by under 100, so that's his shit, but 75 points ahead.
Yep, he's going to get it done.
I think we'll go for Slip here, which will really define the top eight.
Yep, he'll get it done.
Yeah, at the end of the season, it's going to be very close. Teams biting for draft picks or biting for players and biting for that top four, top eight position. And mate, some that have packed up shop a long time ago.
Yeah, but hey, even the ones that pack up shop are going to belt some teams on the way out. Well, it's been good, Stars, and I might not be back next week.
We'll have Michael on the show next week to replace it, to reviewing how you went.
I might not want to be near a podcast, but it could be a long off season.
We'll catch you in January.
All right, have a good one. See you next round.